بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we have begun the discussion some time ago in regards to the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wadud. وهو الغفور الودود. And when we call out these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we say Ya Wududu, Ya Halimu, Ya Karimu, Ya Wasi' al-Maghfara. So this name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the most loving, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's favors on man are infinite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ وَمَا بِكُمْ وَنِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Sharif, and if you try to count the bounties of Allah, وَإِن تَعُدُّ all of you put together, entire humanity tries to enumerate, try to count one bounty of Allah, ni'mat Allah, one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to do so. And our Honorable Shaykh Zaman Abdul Hamid Sahib Abdul Barakatuh says, just take the eye only. Just take the eye. So just the eye, this is a bounty and a ni'mat. Only the eye creates beauty on the face also. Person doesn't have an eye, how he looks. So the eye is a means of beautification. And then our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed the entire eye, all the wiring behind it. And the pupil is the darkest part of the eye. That is where the light shines and comes out from, where you can see everything around you. So just in one eye there's so many bounties, so many benefits. On one tongue also, one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so many favors just on the tongue. As we mentioned before, he said a person has a da'wat. Now he's got a da'wat somewhere, he's got a book in the bag, now one is for his clothing, one for the tongue also. In case now there's a sweet dish, sour dish, bitter dish, piri piri. Some people think piri piri is halal. Halal means piri piri. So it's very spiced. Now he's carry all different types of tongues. Sometimes it's a mixed one now. So now he's got a mix of tongues also. Allah Ta'ala gave one tongue. With that you can taste everything. You can taste everything, sweet, bitter, sour. This one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I gave one incident about a person that had some problem. There was no treatment for him in Karachi. So he went to one of the Western countries, went for some treatment, and he returned to Karachi airport. When he came to Karachi airport, then they wanted to speak to him, make salam with him. How was your trip? How are you feeling right now? So with the gesture of his hands, he made a sign with his thumb to his mouth, something, I need some water to drink. So they brought a bottle of water, he took out one tablet, and he took the tablet and he waited a few moments and he began to speak. They asked him, what's this about? He said, I went for some treatment, but the side effect was that I lost the saliva in my mouth. I lost the saliva in my mouth, so now if I take this medication, every time I need to speak or eat because I don't have saliva in my mouth. And this one tablet that time, must be 30, 40 years ago, one tablet cost $1. $1 now, but 20 then, and it lasts 15 minutes. Now if you got a dawat for 1 hour, how many tablets you got to carry? And how much a dawat is going to cost him? So you can do the maths. And Hazrat says, when he comes to spit, what do you regard spit to be? Something dirty. It don't like someone spit on him. They spit on the floor. But spit you need for food also. To speak also you need saliva, you need spit. For that Allah Ta'ala showed him, just the spit dried up only. Only the spit dried up, he had to, for every time he wants to speak, he wants to eat, it cost him $20. That for 15 minutes only. So how many of us speak shukr just for that one ni'mat of Allah? Ya Allah, you give me saliva in my mouth. You give me. Person doesn't have saliva, then we know how his mouth becomes so dry. Tongue becomes thick also, difficult to speak. Another person also had a problem. He went to the shop, got off the car, driver brought him. Grandson was waiting there, better take me to the shop. So he took him to the shop, held his hand and took him, sat down, made salam with everyone. And then he asked, who's here? Who's in the shop right now? So they said, well, how you came in? Somebody brought me inside. Then finally he had to hold his eyelid up to look at everyone. So Dada, what happened? He says, I lost the muscle in my eyelid. I lost the muscle in my... What a small thing. Just to pick up the eyelid, let it go back down again. We take it for granted, how many of us even think, register that now Allah Ta'ala has given me natural wipers to clean my eyes. What about the nose? Hazrat said, the nose like a chimney. That is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're taking in oxygen and you're breathing out carbon dioxide, which is poison. And how many of us sitting here right now and we're breathing in and we're exhaling also carbon dioxide, but Allah Ta'ala has made natural chimneys of the nose. And that now takes out all the poison. To the extent Hazrat says also, you still be so close to your wife with one pillow, nose to nose also. She's breathing out and you're breathing out, but nobody getting poisoned. Allah Ta'ala filtrated everything. Then you can take in fresh air and take out the poisonous air. So one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine now you to have some special machine in the room. Have a special machine in the room, now the breathing gets too heavy. Maybe it's honeymoon they're on, take a bigger machine and go. There's too much of breathing right now, too much of poison in the room. What big problem now, to book in extra luggage. Allah said, don't worry, you just relax, I'll look after you. The poison in the air, the oxygen, carbon dioxide, your saliva you need to eat. And whether you need to look, whether you need to close your eyes, open your eyes. That's why the sunnah is so important. When you wake up in the morning, you rub your eyes, read your dua, sunnah to rub the eyes. Read your dua, Allah Ta'ala give us to be true, to bring all His sunnah into our lives. So one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His quality of al-wadud, the loving quality of Allah, Allah give us all His bounties and His ni'mats. Whatever bounty is by you, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third interpretation meaning of al-wadud, beauty. Whatever beauty is in the world is but a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most beautiful. In this world, some people's beauty surpasses others. What must have been the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, in that the women cut their hands on seeing him. قَطَعْنَا اِدْيَهُنْ That they cut their hands. And they say, what is this, an angel? Such a beautiful person. مَهَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرًا Is it Malakun Kareem? Is that some angel? But he's only a human being, Allah Ta'ala blessed him, that they didn't even feel themselves cutting their fingers off. So we can imagine now the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Musa alayhi salatu wa salam couldn't hold himself back. When he heard the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, your voice is so beautiful, what must be the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What must have been the actual beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that people would have cut their hearts if they had to see him. The true beauty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a veil upon the beauty of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till today. No matter how many ash'ar and poems and nazams and naats we may compile in the beauty and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then too is beyond that. You can't describe the beauty of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Like how Hassan bin Sabit will say, O Nabi of Allah, you have Allah Ta'ala has created you how you as if you ordered how you ordered yourself to be created. Only people allowed to design their own beauty on the internet. If only I look like this and look like that. As if how you wanted, Allah Ta'ala made you like that. And from every blemish, every defect Allah Ta'ala had, freed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, made him absolutely pure. What must be the beauty of the damsels of Jannah, that if one of them were to look at the people of this earth, she would eliminate all that is between them and fill it with fragrance. Just one Jannati woman. That she has to just peek into the world, then she will fill the world with noor. And the entire earth will be full of her perfume only. Her perfume only. One point to remember. Whatever enchantments of the dunya we give up for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace it in Jannat. Especially those things that are haram. Those things that are haram and we tempted to you sometime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it up for Allah, Allah will give you in Jannat. We know when it comes to women folk, it's haram, impermissible for them to use perfume before leaving the house. We know the zina, the actual act of zina, adultery. Then you have zina of the eyes also, zina al-ayn al-nazar. The zina of the eyes is to look at haram. Then we have also the nose, that the woman puts perfume and now the person passing her wants to smell her fragrance, or she's putting it on, so other men smell the fragrance. Inviting them towards zina also. So he will look at her, he will smell her also. That is impermissible. Where she is ma'ilat, ay mumilat. Where she is inclined towards men, and men are inclined towards her. She is inclined towards them in which way? She has to put on the perfume. So they smell my perfume. Some exotic fragrance. And she'll make the men also inclined towards her. For those type of women, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, they will not even get the fragrance of Jannah. They want the fragrance in this world, there's no fragrance in Jannah for you. You won't get the fragrance, you won't even smell it also. The fragrance of Jannah goes out of Jannah more than 500 years. She won't even smell it. Give it up here, Allah will give you there. Where to put the perfume? Put it within the home. And then for a mu'min, a believer, what is a perfume? Perfume is something that is in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the perfumes. Hazrat says now, one is these Western powers colonized our countries. And worse than that, they colonized our brains also. Colonized our taste buds. And they spoil everything. They like it that way, so we like it that way. She'd only look pretty and gorgeous and beautiful if she dresses like that. And my children also, when they dress in a certain way, not according to sunnah, far from the sunnah, very smart. Boharu, boroparu. But when according to sunnah, then we say, it is okay, simple. That is beautiful. The sunnah is ajmal. The sunnah is most beautiful. The sunnah is akmal, most perfect. People want perfection. Perfection is in sunnah. That is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even for the men nowadays, what is sunnah? The little itar bottle we have to apply the itar, then to apply it. Now that also they've changed now. Now we have the sprays. And we know when to put the sprays, they have some alcohol in there. Alright, whether it's Sharia compliant, halal, whatever it is. But they're using it, and the amount is used also, it affects the brains. If you're not used to that type of smell, the real smell that comes in the Hadith Sharif, Ambar, Musk, Oud, Mukhallat, all these are perfumes, which many people say, hey, we can't take the smell. Because it's not for the faint-hearted. It's for men. It's for men. Yes, there are seasons where you can change the itar also. Summertime, then you use rose. Use white musk. Wintertime, then use the more heavy one. The smokers now, they got their own brand. Whether it's CK, some bouquet, whatever it is. So they got to cover everything up. Well, they have to do that. But better is to give it up. So there are seasons how to use the itar also. So it's not only a fragrance. It creates a spiritual mood. As Hazrat says now, that the maqsad and purpose of perfume, primarily, like one Hazrat was in South America, an Arab sheikh applied itar for Hazrat, and he asked him, Ya sheikh, ma maqsid al-tib? What is the purpose of applying good fragrance, to smell good? So Hazrat mentioned in the sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu salam, whatever came to mind, he said it's correct, but the real purpose of tib and fragrance is as-salawat al-habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you smell something good, your mind rushes to the scent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How must be his fragrance? The Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahimullah has mentioned about him. Well, Yusuf Mutahara sahab rahimullah mentioned that in the winter months in Saharanpur, which is northern India, very cold, very ice cold. So the Shaykh was ma'azur, in the wheelchair, hefty also, difficult to take a bath. So sometimes almost for 4 months in the winter season, he wasn't able to take a full ghusl, a full bath. But they used to wipe him. But he says, Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah's attachment, not just to the Sunnah, but to Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself was so close, that they say we used to actually rush and fight one another, to put our hands under his armpits to get him off the wheelchair. Once we removed our hands, there should be a fragrance of musk coming out from under his armpits. His scent also became like Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So much of Durood Sharif, so much of love, that I want to become like Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Now my brothers, we think, when you put in the other fragrances, who are we going to become like? Far from Medina Munawwara, far from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they colonize our minds and our brains also. And Hazrat says, we find so many homes, we go, we stay there, we go into the bathroom. You don't know, it's a perfume shop, the second-hand perfume shop, because it's all lined up little bottles all over the bathroom. Now to show the whole world, that you're in so many places. He says, now, perfume bottles, oh no, small bottles everywhere. Then they got free shampoos over there, and free soaps also. How many hotels we went to? He says, now, it's something to advertise wherever you went to. What happiness does it bring you to put everything? He says, give it away to those that don't have. At least they can use it. You got now the workers working for you. You got the helpers in the home. All right. So you got it for free. Give it to them. Let them use it. At least now, for that week, they smell good also, alhamdulillah. But now I want to keep it, what joy he brings to you. People put on the headboard also. And really what joy, Allah knows best. But joy is in deen. So using, so the fragrance of the women of Jannah, so when you speak about the damsels of Jannah, these are just the khadimat. These are the attendants of the queens of Jannah. Who will be the queens of Jannah? Your own wife. The wives will be the queen of Jannah. Why? They made ibadah, they made zikr of Allah, they made khidmat of the husband. These women of Jannah didn't make any khidmat. So therefore they will only be the attendants of these queens of Jannah, so we can imagine their fragrance. So what do we give up in this world, Allah will give it there. So how to use the ether, what's according to Sunnah? So we tell our students also sometime, that now we're going so far away from the Sunnah, that maybe a time will come, 20, 30 maybe, or 20, 40, where even the closest to the Sunnah type of ether, that bottle might land up in the Islamic Museum. This is how it was before. Soon the Mozart will land up there. Because now different socks people are wearing. So that Chamrika Moza, that leather Moza too, might land up also in the music. That's how the original Moza was. And soon the Lungi too will follow up. Because the Lungi too is going, that's becoming a jammies also. But that too, that's why we say to the youngsters that unfortunately when it comes to our Indian mentality, we can't leave anything original. Everything has to be modified. Whether it be the gear knob, whether it be the pedals on the car, everything must be modified, nothing would left. Whether it's, what they call it, jailbreak or Android something, they do with the Android something also, they root it, root the phone. So nothing is left original, everything is changed. So even Sharia and Deen also, that too must change too. Change the moza, change the ether bottle, change the lungi. And now even the original Sunnah imamatu is gone, now buy the ready-made one. Whereas the imamah and the turban of Nabi alayhi salam, sahaba ikram, as the ustaz told us, it should be tied on the head. Be tied on the topi. Yes, topi is there. It's a soft topi. It should be tied primarily on the head. So when you take it out, the whole thing just squashes up. So now that's come ready-made also. So everything has become commercialized, entire deen. So when it comes to the damsels of Jannah, the beauty and the fragrance, the veil on her head is better than this world and all that is within the world. How is it possible for us to ever imagine the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Beyond. What enjoyment the Jannatis will get in Jannah, this will be the peak of it. To see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what beauty that will be. So each one of us, we can ask ourselves, the things we like, some people like cars, and how they got the eye for finer details of cars. Some people they like guns. They just see the gun, what a thrill they get. Some people like cell phones, they get a thrill with that. Different things. Like imagine now the Ahlullah, what thrill they get, now think, Ya Allah, when will see you? When will that time come? Hazrat says Surah Fatiha, Allah replies to Surah Fatiha. At least hear the reply with the ears of ilm, with the ears of the heart. So the time will come when you really hear the reply with the ears of your head. When Allah Ta'ala is talking to me, I can hear the reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, people will see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, the beauty of all else will fade away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for this reason, as it says, start practicing now. Start practicing now for that big day. How many people are practicing the entire doing, they're going training, one marathon, or whatever it may be for some sports, some hobby, the training, confined to this dunya only. The training for the day of Qiyamah to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the training should be done now. Then Hazrat says, train the eye so much that sometimes avoid even looking at halal things. Not your wife now. That you must look. No problem. That you're getting sawab for it. Parents, you're getting sawab for it. Children also, you're getting sawab for it. So look, things now which attract the eye, for example, things of dunya. I remember before we used to go for gush in Stenger, and we had one brother used to come for gush. And when you go for gush, they tell you, protect your eyes, ghadde basar, or zubaan pe zikr. They lower your eyes, zikr on your tongue. And then there's effect in your gush. Don't let dunya attract you. Don't look anything of dunya. Because dunya, you look at it, whether intentionally, unintentionally, it still affects the heart. Because dunya is only darkness. There's no noor in it. Allah Ta'ala cursed dunya. الدُّنْيَا مَلْعُونٌ مَلْعُونٌ مَا فِيهَا. Everything in dunya is accursed. We said عَالِمٌ أَوْ مُتَعَلِّمٌ. Except the alim of deen, the person who is learning deen. doesn't mean a qualified alim has a certificate. Any person learning deen, we've come to learn deen. So therefore we're out of the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أو متعلمون. So the person who's an alim, the person who's learning, who's teaching, they are out of the curse of Allah. They're in the rahmat of Allah. And the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all those things connected to the dhikr of Allah, they're out of the curse of Allah. So besides that, everything now is under the curse of Allah. That's why make our businesses also a khanqa of deen, a markaz of hidayat. So that also becomes now under the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are you talking about? The Sadis, Jazakallah Khair. So the Sadis will come for Gush. He should take this so seriously to guard the eyes that when he's sitting in the car, he's sitting in the middle of the back seat with his eyes down the complete Gush. Don't look even out of the window. Now he's moving the path of Allah with the fikr of Hidayat. But the entire Gush, when he got out of the car, his gaze completely lowered down. He's looking at the person in front of him. They should follow him and he's to walk. Dunya mustn't call my heart at all. I'm walking only in the path of Allah right now. Nothing whatsoever. But this is how they used to take care of the heart and the eyes. So Hazrat says that now train the eyes not to look. For example, as you mentioned, person with eyes for car's latest model. Now you park next to the car in the masjid parking yard. Now you got off the car, you peep into the car. Don't look. Just walk past. Why? This is just stone. It's nothing. It's zero. Ya Allah, this is zero. It's nothing. Ya Allah, if I give this up, give me your didar. I look at your beauty. Then see your salah, how you did. The heart will pain a little bit. But what Allah will replace it with? He gave it up in my muhabbat. He gave it up in my... Then Hazrat says, don't throttle yourself too much also. Then you go wild like a person on a diet. Now you diet. And then finally, what do you say? He cheats. He becomes a big cheat after that. Can't call him Dajjal, no? Dajjal also is a cheater. But he starts cheating after that. So he says, don't throttle yourself so much and choke yourself so much. But slowly, slowly. You got an eye for this, got an eye for mags, got an eye for whatever it may be now. So he likes to look at these things, he gets enjoyment. And there we can understand the Instagram now. There I think there's an overdose. The amount now that infinite scrolling is carrying on. Now how are you going to see the beauty of Allah? When you're looking so much of dunya, there's no more place left in the heart to see anything now. The heart is already flooded completely. No place for the muhabbat of Allah. It's only the makhluk and makhluk, what's new is coming out, what's happening next. And it's just going on, and there's no end to it. There's no, dunya has consumed the person completely. Then from there, you'll go to some other app, and another app, and the whole day and night just comes up. You've got to buy this, and then you find that when it comes to the industry of drop shipping, they've gone so big right now. The whole day they're doing deliveries. The whole day the bell is ringing, delivery. How much the dunya, how much the people are buying right now? The only time we'll enjoy the sweetness of iman is when we live on least asbab as possible. Asbab means. Least means as possible as the best life. I don't need this thing. I don't need these things. I don't need that. I can do without it. Lead a simple life with less asbab, then your mind is lighter, the body is lighter. Or more maintenance and more work. So to get to see the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to train his eye from now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the people of Jannah enter Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, do you want anything more which I could give you? They would reply, did you not illuminate our faces? Did you not admit us into paradise and save us in the fire of Jahannam? The veil will then be removed. This will be among the last people that will get Jannah. Allah has given us everything. There we were burnt like coal. You made us fresh once again. You gave us Jannah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the veil, and they would not have been given anything more beloved to them than being able to see their sustainer. Like how that incident, inshallah will mention it. Just to understand for the Ahadullah, how they yearn to have their closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, they understand the reality. The reality, what it is to be in that jamaat of adkhuli fi ibadi, that enter with my slaves, enter into my jannat. And I'm sitting there with all of them. Hazrat says to, how are we waiting for that day when you will sit together with Hazrat Gangohi, Hazrat Nanotvi, Hazrat Thanwi, Haji Imdadullah Mahaji Makki, how you fought against the kuffar? How was it that time? How you all thought? What is the ulum and the sahaba radiallahu anhum? As in their kar guzari. And now with all of that, Allah Ta'ala calls that whole jamaat and reveals himself to them. Ya Allah, we did all this for you. What a day that will be. They called that youngster, lengthy incident, that there was a person that lost a purse, and there was a valuable necklace in there. Youngster was studying in the Haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he fell on hard times, so difficult times, he had to sell his kitabs also, couldn't go back to studies, heartbroken. That evening he left the Haram, he sold his last kitab more or less, and he says, no more studies for me, I need to buy food. For a student of deen to sell his kitab is his pride. I'm going to sell my kitabs now. On his way to his room, something caught his eye, it was a pouch. Picked it up, opened it, and he finds a valuable necklace, priceless. So he closes it. He goes to his room, partakes of his meal, he comes out again, he goes into the marketplace, he finds a man calling out that I lost a pouch, a purse with the necklace in there. Anybody that finds it, there will be a reward for him. So he goes through the crowd, catches the hand of that old person, pulls him one side. What color was the pouch? What was inside? What kind of a string was there? So he gives exact description. Then he takes it out. Is this yours? It is mine. Takes him back to his room, gives him the pouch, etc. The man takes out the money to reward you. He says, Jazakallah khair. Allah Pak reward you. I did nothing. I just picked up the pouch and I returned it to you. Nothing more than that. But he was so appreciative. He says, no, you have to take it from me. This necklace is priceless. This has been coming down in generations. And I thought I lost it, it's gone now. The latter sent it back and he was ecstatic. And this boy was absolutely persistent. I'm not taking the money. I will not sell my honesty for any amount in the world. Although he was in dire straits, he didn't take it. The man was very upset about it. But he made dua for this young boy. And he left. Allah Ta'ala turned the tables around. Alhamdulillah. Dunya opened up for him. Back to his studies. He qualified. And then the mashayikh of Makkah, and this boy became world renowned. Very intelligent. Very bright. Good in every science of Shariat. So they told him, his asatiza, that there's some khidmat for you, some service of deen in a certain place, you have to take the ship and you have to go and give service there. So he boarded the ship. Then there was a storm out at sea, shipwreck, he landed at shore, he was very sick for days out at sea. Some people picked him up, they took him home, took care of him, etc. And after a few days he came around. Then he had enough energy to speak. So I asked him, what's your name? So when he gave his name, they got a shock of their life. We heard about you. Allah Ta'ala sent you here at all the time in our life, in this town, that now a local imam has just passed away. He was here for many years. What an imam he was. What a legacy he left behind. Will you take up the post? So obviously he's indebted to them. And they had muhabbat for him. So he began. Began the imamat there, he regained his strength, began the imamat, started teaching also. And the entire town loved him. Then after some time, the senior person of the masjid came to him and told him, young man, you need to get married. He said, where am I going to get married? I'm like a foreigner here, just came. He says, no, we have the right person for you. Young, handsome man like you. Allah has blessed you with knowledge, a beautiful voice also. Our imam who was here, left behind one daughter. Nobody has seen her. We don't know her description. But she's my amanat right now. So if you agree, I'd like to make you a nikah with her. So he agreed to it, didn't even see her also, took the man's word for it. And the nikah took place. So after the nikah, then he went to the house. So we're talking about, don't forget the topic, brothers. We're talking about seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one reflection of the beauty of Allah. Enters the house, he makes salam, he hears a reply from the room. Enters the room, her back is facing him. She's clad in her wedding dress. Because Aisha also had one, radiallahu anha, that wedding dress used to be borrowed amongst the girls of Medina, Munawwara. So he makes salam with her. Asks her how she's feeling. Now, we can imagine the palpitations right now, young men. I wonder how this girl looks, I heard she's very beautiful, etc. As he comes around and he looks at her, something catches his eye. The pearl necklace on her chest. So she gets his jaw dropped. What? So where did you get this from? So she's shocked. He doesn't say anything. I just asked him about the necklace. So she says, long story. So what do you mean? And she gives the whole story. My father went for Hajj. He lost his necklace. A young boy picked it up, returned it to him. He didn't want to take the reward for it. Father made dua for him. That one day, Betty, you'll marry this boy. Say, I am that boy. How Allah Ta'ala system. Imagine what a mulaqat that must have been now. Imagine that person now, whose life comes out like this, and brings those that are lost towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you came finally. Now we're meeting. Now you see, dunya you enjoyed so much. Now imagine Allah ta'ala be the host. Nuzulam min ghafoorir rahim. How Hazrat makes dua for us. When people host Hazrat, may Allah ta'ala feed you the best everywhere, all the time. Dunya and akhirat, may Allah ta'ala be your host. May you be His guest. That you fed us, may Allah feed you. How Allah will feed in the day of Qiyamah also. Now enjoy yourself. Now Allah Ta'ala will speak to us in the day of Qiyamah, the voice of Allah, the beautiful voice of Allah. As you mentioned before, Qari Abdul Basi just hears Qira'at sometimes. Ya Allah, what a voice you gave him. How he pulls it, 1.5 minutes. Whether it's Surah Kuwirat, Wadduha, Surah Fatiha. Imagine the day of Qiyamah now, and Allah Ta'ala, Subhanallah, will reveal himself to the people of Jannah. What beauty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will encompass the heart. The fourth meaning of Al-Wadud, the most loving, perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all qualities of perfection. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is perfect in creating. How beautifully and how perfectly Allah ta'ala creates. In forgiving also, Allah ta'ala is perfect. Insan, we know how it is. We forget, forgive, carry on, forgive. How much more must I forgive? How much more must I look over? We shout the children, sometimes we shout the staff. Allah ta'ala forgives and it's finished. Allah is perfect in creating, perfect in forgiving, in mercy, in tolerance, in power also. All perfection only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fifthly, closeness. A person loves someone because of his being close to him. Example, a son loves his father because of their close relationship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's relationship with man is the closest. Understand? Allah ta'ala says, I am close to you. Whether you will be close to me, that's from our side now. But Allah ta'ala says, I'm already close to you. Whether you will keep me close or whether you will run away. But Allah Ta'ala's relationship with man is the closest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are closer to man than his jugular vein. Meaning our life depends upon Allah. Allah is closer to us than the jugular vein. Our life depends upon the jugular vein. Is cut, the person is dead. Allah says, I'm closer to you than that. Even that jugular vein depends on me to keep you alive. So how close is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why they say to dhikr of Allah, you feel the closest of Allah. Allah, you are close to me. That they ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. When they ask you about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Tell them I'm very close. I'm very close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When they call out to me, I respond same time. Therefore, they should respond to me also. They should believe in me also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very close, but this has to be made an effort on the iman and the heart to feel the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're discussing the steps, how a person can get over the evil glances and love affairs. The first step was to perform Salatul Tawbah. Yeh Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, a person who is involved in a sin permanently or all the time, then 8 rakats Salatul Tawbah, 8 rakats every day. Salatul Tawbah, 8 rakats, our 8 rakats also is 8 minutes. But read it. Even if Inna Atina Qulhu Allah, but read it. Slowly, slowly, this 8 rakats will pull more rakats. But read it, that 8 rakats. And you see the strength Allah Ta'ala will give a person. Salatul Tawbah, istighfar, they say the barakat of istighfar. Is that istighfar will keep a person's head just above the water. He's already in guna and sin, and he's making istighfar, Allah will save him from drowning into that sin. It will keep him above, and it'll take him out sooner or later by making istighfar. Then salatul hajat, salatul tawbah, salatul hajat, asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to save him from the sin in future, and then positive and negative dhikr la ilaha illallah, seeking all the filth out, and putting only the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. The dhikr of ismi dhat, that is Allah, that everything has become a tongue with him, the carpet, the roof, the lights, the aircon, everything is saying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you mentioned, that we make it with walihana dhikr. Not just how you say Allah, 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 but with love. Ya Allah, I love you. Come into my heart, come into my eyes, come into my life, come into my body. Ya Allah, become mine and make me yours. Then sixthly, meditation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeing you. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Don't they know, doesn't he know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at him? Allah is looking. Allah is looking to remind yourself all the time. One of the greatest diseases right now is ghaflat. To become unmindful. You just forget now that Allah is looking. So we feel free. But the reality is, my dear brothers, is that if a person is having too much of fun in dunya, he should be more afraid. The awliya, they feel more afraid. If things are too good, it's too good to be true. It's too good to be true. And you'll find also, when the wife say, my husband is, hey, he's too sweet, man. Doesn't seem right. He's making some danna, some masti. Or the wife also, today she's very bubbly, she's very sweet. When I came, she was chirping at the door. Maybe she wants something. Or maybe she did something. Maybe something broke. Maybe she broke my fishing rod, I think it must be. And she said, no, it was a mistake, it fell down. Or something like that happened. So it doesn't look right. Dunya is a place of difficulty. Is it a place of enjoyment? For a believer, we're looking for the avenues of enjoyment, because the kuffar have colonized our minds. That you find fun over here, it's fun over there. It's fun for them. For us, that fun means we're losing something in Jannat now. When you're forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, already you're damaging your akhirat. When you're forgetting Allah, you're already damaging your akhirat. One wali of Allah has some dunya need. So he read Salatul Hajat. And he made dua, yeah, like so much amount. I mean, dire straits right now, parashan right now, and he fell asleep. He fell asleep and he sees a beautiful building, a palace. And hadn't seen such a beautiful, perfect, constructed palace in his life. So there were attendants there were guards there. So he asked him permission to come in. Into the yard, so to say, the garden. So he came in. So he told them, I want to enter the palace and see how's it. You can't, not yet. Your time hasn't come yet. You're still in dunya. Or let me look around the place. So he's looking around everywhere. Everything is perfect. The garden, the trees, the roses, the flowers, the waterworks, everything. As he's walking around, the way he's enjoying it. Then he comes to one corner, is damaged and all broken and everything is upside down. See, what happened here? See, the dunya you wanted, we just transferred it. That piece of dunya you wanted, so we just transferred it to your dunya. He woke up, he made it, Ya Allah, I don't want to keep it there. Ya Allah, keep it there. I'll take it in Jannat one time. Like the house, everything is perfect. And just at one drawer, is that right? How the wife complains? Fix it up. When are you going to fix it? Okay, everything is fine, but that one thing is irritating. How in Jannat also, that one thing, Ya Allah, what happened? We are weak, we are kamzor. But these awliya of that caliber now, that Allah has transferred from Jannah to show them that you want it in dunya, I'll give it to you here. So that ghaflat also, person gets into unmindfulness, he is now damaging his akhirat. He's forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to regret on the day of qiyamah. So to meditate and to ponder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. That is why this is a constant reminder. In the marketplace also, my hands are busy. Hands are busy with dunya, but the heart is busy with Allah. And that's possible. Like how somebody asks the Tamir Rahmatullah, he said, how is that possible? I'm so busy in the shop, in the business, on the phone, on the cell phone. How many cell phones? How many cell phones? I got one here, one there, and there's an offer cell phone. And then I got so much work to do. How is it possible now to concentrate and think of Allah Ta'ala? I'm so busy. See, same way, when you're in salah, you think of your dunya. How in salah, you think of your dunya? Why are you standing here? You can't eat, you can't drink, you can't speak, you can't walk. Completely restricted. But then to your mind is that here. How is that possible? There you're free. So they let the hands do the work, let the mind do the work, but the heart. Now how you make the heart think of Allah? That's very easy. That's what Hazrat says, get our fara'is, get our nawafil. Make it a habit every day. I got ishraq, I got chast, then we've got Zohar Salah, Nawafil then, Asar Namaz, Sunnahs before that, Maghrib, then Awabin. So all the time when he's in the business, he's shaking it. Just now Zohar. Just now Zohar. What it means? The heart is linked there. He's not unmindful. He's doing work right now, but he's shaking the clock. 2 hours left. I've got to finish my work just now. I've got to finish up, wrap it up and get to the masjid, get to the musalla. So that connection to the masjid makes a person alert. It keeps him connected to the house of Allah, and Allah has promised that person who is linked, heart is linked to the masjid in the day of Qiyamah, will enjoy the shade of the throne of Allah. Just the heart being linked. So how to link that heart? When the heart is there, let me just take a break now. Two rakat nafil namaz, salatul duha, what do you call, chas namaz. Then zuhr time is coming. Now 3 hours left for asr. Now he's planning his work according to his namaz time. Like how Hazrat says, now the doctor also does the same thing to the patient. A Muslim doctor will tell the patient, take this medication after Fajr. So he's thinking of Fajr namaz, then the medication. Then take this one, yeah, not after lunch, after Zuhr. Then the other one after Maghrib. So how is he plotting his medication? By namaz times. Our Shukh al-Hadith also do the same thing. You get ta'weez sometime. So people will come. If this only work after Fajr namaz. Then Mota is awake, bhai. You don't jadu and jinnat in the house. So Fajr namaz is in the masjid. It's only work. Hazrat said only after Fajr this day will work. So he's moving like a jinnat also. I've got to make it for namaz. So he wrapped the entire thing around namaz. Once you got your namaz, the faraiz, and then you got the nawafil, you're connected now. You're connected to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your hands are busy, the mind is busy, the mouth is busy, but the mind, the heart is just on namaz time, just on namaz time, just on namaz time. Even the hajj, you go for hajj, if he's not conscious of the salah, he just sit there, he's now overwhelmed, sitting in the plane, all the facilities, amenities. Now he got a personal butler looking after him also, press the button all the time, and they come in, can I help you sir, what do you like to have? Forgets his namaz also. But he's there, conscious about namaz, he's setting his alarm, I've got to wake up. So even the whole trip, he's worried about, he's not unmindful. The heart is connected there also. This is how a person keeps his heart connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the seventh point, meditation of death and the grave. Thereafter, remember death for a while. This is to get out of these love affairs, love of dunya, love of the creation, and love, as I said, love of these corpses that are walking around. They're all corpses, they don't have iman, they're dead. But a person's heart is going towards all these haram attractions. So remember death for a while. Think that all your companions, wife, children, relatives, servants, and all those who respectfully greeted you have gone. They all greeted you one day, now they're gone. They left you, you're dead. After your death, your clothes are being cut with the scissors and removed from your body. Now, your dead body is being washed. Then you are being placed in a burial shroud. You say, you must think about it sitting in the bed. Everything is happening to me right now. They're taking out my kurta. They're going to give me a ghusl right now. Then they're going to put a kafan for me. Think about it. That is going to happen right now. And when you start thinking about it, you might only go 1 minute, I think. He said, I think it's enough now. Tomorrow we'll just continue from here. Because it's about scary. But for a believer, it's just scary. Why I want to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Although I have gunas and sins, but ya Allah, I'm treading the path towards you. Ya Allah, you be kind. So he thinks about it, the burial shroud. Hazrat says, how many of us think about moth every day? It's only dunya. Tomorrow, you're already planning next week, and the following week, and 3 months from now, nobody thinks about the qabr. My kafan, it can happen any time now. So busy thinking of the future, there's no time of thinking what can happen next moment. Now a picture in your mind, now our wives and children are forcefully removing us from the very house which we thought belonged to us. You see, take him away quickly. They can't keep him one more night in the house. All the 5 senses which brought pleasure to the body are no longer functioning. How they enjoyed the things of dunya, no more functioning. But everything 100%, the eyes are working, senses are working, the mouth is working, ears are working, just the ruh came out. It was a perfect body. It was doing gymming and bodybuilding, how much effort he put into it, everything is perfectly working. Just the ruh left now, finished. Now what's the value of the body? Nothing. How much he put in there, how many hours he spent on it, now he says no value. It's all gone. Only thing now value is amal. His salah, his Quran tilawat, his dhikr of Allah, that only will come with him. All his amal. The eyes which used to glance at attractive faces and import haram enjoyment now cannot see. The ears cannot listen to songs, music haram also. Person listening to music, say, I can't give it up. The punishment for music, Allah put lead in the ears. How painful that will be. Person can't give up music, enjoys music. He says, difficult to give it up. Music leads to zina. Music leads to zina. It's a ruqiyatul zina. It leads a person to zina. So listen to music. Person listening to music in this world, Qiyamah Day, Jannah, there's no music for him. He won't hear the singings of the song and the beautiful voices of the hurs of Jannah. as a person enters into Jannah, they will be waiting for him to sing for him. In the Jannati voice also. But a person had the habit of listening to music in this world, for him in Akhirat there will be no music. Which will be pure music in Akhirat. So the ears also cannot listen to songs anymore. Now, a person has passed away. The tongue cannot taste shami kebab and chicken. All the enjoyments related to the natural elements have terminated. If the ruh has any noor of worship and piety, that will be of benefit. Besides that, all other joy is now a dream. Now ponder that you are being made to lie in the qabr, in the grave. The planks are being placed over you. Now the people are throwing sand on you. You are being pressed under tons of sand in the solitude of the grave. That's a reality. A few nights ago, there was a janazah. We went to Brook Street. Brook Street, Qabristan. Ulama say this is how the Qabristan should be like that. Shouldn't be like a park. Shouldn't be like a park where you know what? Park there also. They say it should be eerie. That you come here to take lesson. This is where you're going to land up. This is where you are going to land up. So, when you look at the person being lowered in the qabr, then you realize it's just one few pieces of cloth and the sand. There's no plastic there. There's no bed there. There's no mattress. There's no blanket. There's no sheet. Here in dunya we're so particular. Change the sheet. Change the pillowcase. No pillow there also. The pillow that you moved around with also. I got a problem with my neck. Carry my pillow with me. Can't carry your pillow also. Right? Nobody can use my pillow. Don't touch my pillow. Don't touch my... Right? Person got OCD. It's very particular. Qabr, there's no OCD. They're on the bare sand. Not even a piece of plastic under you. Just your coffin only. And you see. Can be a multi-millionaire. Can be a pauper. All the same. And then Hazrat say they put the plank on top. Now they put the sand. Why? So make sure you don't come out. Make sure you don't put the plank there and put the sand top of the plank. Now he's stuck there. And this thing, my dear brothers, is just you in the small place like that. Now when you wake up, Ya Allah, where's all my amal now? Where's all my amal? Now you're looking. How I must sit namaz? I did it in Quran Sharif. Ya Allah. Now I want to go back now. رَبِّ رَجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي عَامَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتِ. Ya Allah, I want to go back. Just do one good deed at least. One good deed that I left behind. No, you said you'll go. You said you'll do. He said, you'll go for the 3 days, you'll go for the, one day you'll go. Time is up now. Why you didn't give it? Why you didn't go for the program? It's too late now. So one step in the path of Allah will come to save you on the day of Qiyamah. In the qabr also. So that's a reality. Where you're alone there, it's just the sand at the bottom, and you got your coffin over there, and now the amal will come in front of you now. Now the whole thing will play it out. How was your dunya life? Mar Rabbuk. Who is your Rabb? Now what will play? What's in the heart? Tongue will be sealed. If the person had a Rabbi Allah, my Rabb is Allah. Rabbi Allah. Person ready salah every day. Right? And then salah the practice, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Rabbana walaka al-hamd. Everywhere there's Rabb. Rabb. He practiced it. He was conscious of it. No music, no haram activity. Now all the answers will be easy. Then Allah Ta'ala will open for him the windows of Jannah. Now you see Allah. What a beautiful show this is. Before he knows it, now is already time to enter into his Jannah. So tons of sand in the solitude of the grave. Now there is no one with you. Only our good deeds are of benefit. Now the grave is either a garden of Jannah or a pit of hell. Remembering more than death excessively makes the heart disgusted with the world. Why? How this world is taking me away? It's making me a fool. Why is making me a fool? Azra says that the wealth that we accumulated, you call it dawlat. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah would tweak the word, he said dolat. Dolat means two kicks. He said, why dolat is called dolat, two kicks? Because when a person goes to the qabr, after he passes away, he says that you got two bottoms. The dunya gives you dolat, two kicks. You get inside, I'm going back home. I'm not coming with you. Nothing, not even the handkerchief you liked also, not even a tissue also. Nothing, I'm going back home. The car you liked also, and everything left behind, you go alone, I'm going back home. That's dawlat. Yes, a person invested it in the path of Allah. But remember very importantly over here also, وَجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ بِسَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a full deal. That you strive in the path of Allah, بِأَمْوَال, with our wealth and our lives. Hazrat says also, that when it comes to qurbani now, very easy to do the EFT. Zakat, do the EFT. That to the jan and the ruh, the amal has lost, left the ummah. Go and look for the poor people. Go and give it to them. Do it for them. That is the ruh of that amal. That is the soul and the jan of the amal. So Allah Ta'ala wants you to spend your wealth and to give your time. Both. Now to give wealth has become easy. To give time has become difficult. Allah Ta'ala wants both. That's a complete deal with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So sometimes a person feels that I'm spending enough in the path of Allah. Allah says, have the deal only. But have the full deal. The full deal is like Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They gave everything and they put themselves forward. Abu Bakr Siddiq, then who can compare to him? He had chain stores, fabrics, material, everything he gave up. Not only gave that up also in the path of Allah, but even his life also. Umar bin Khattab, the same thing. And all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That was a complete deal. So this, to conclude this point over here. So remembering that excessively makes the heart disgusted with the world. That's why a person is so busy sometimes. I just think, I'm doing so much right now. I don't know whether I'll have the chance to use this wealth. I might be in the qabr tonight. Something just can happen, what they call a freak accident. You're driving carefully, somebody just came. Never reached home. One person came from overseas, from Johannesburg, from Roodepoort. A young person phoned his wife from the airport. It must be in his 30s or 40s. I landed, I'm jumping in the car. I'll be home just now. Jumped in the car, and half an hour later she receives a call. Is your husband so and so? Yes, it is my husband. Well, we just died the last number. He's just deceased right now. What you mean? He just fooled me now. See, he was coming down the ramp and he had a heart attack at the airport. And he knocked into the wall. But he just spoke to me now. He said he'll be home just now. So coming home. We're taking him now to the mortuary and prepare his janazah for him. We know the reality. That's how it is. So a person has no guarantee that I am going to use all of that. But yes, if he has the intentions, your life, all of this, if could help it, I spend this in the path of Allah, and that in the path of Allah. Already he got the rewards of it. One develops the ability to do good deeds. It is mentioned in the hadith that one should remember the thing that cuts off all pleasures, that is maut. Remember that so much that its dread is changed into joy. Its dread is changed into joy. And that for a believer is actually a message of meeting from the real beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is maut. That this is a message from Allah that now you're going to meet me. The one who really loved you and who you should have loved. After that there is only rest and peace for the believer. Allah ta'ala give it make the reality for us also that our maut becomes like this also inshaAllah. Once Hazrat mentioned also that there was a person that passed a qabr of one of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala granted him kashf where he could see that usually things that you cannot see. They saw that buzuk in the qabr reading Quran Sharif. So he asked him, you're so lucky reading Quran Sharif. He said, yes, alhamdulillah, I love to read Quran. So ask Allah ta'ala in this world to give me the ability to read Quran in the qabr also. So I made almost 30,000 khatams already here. He said, subhanallah. He said, but no reward for it. No reward for it. Reward is for you there. Your own surah ikhlas is more valuable than my 30,000 khatams also. Because you still have the ruh and life in you. So use it, don't waste it. Then he understood, ya Allah, I still have life. Every subhanallah, every durood sharif, every istighfar, Quran tilawat, is only a reward upon reward in the qabr, 30,000 khatams and no reward. But this is to enjoy it. And here just one subhanallah is more valuable than his entire 30,000 khatams. So how to maximize our times, the amal Allah Ta'ala has given us, to make best of it. Durood Sharif we have on the Yawmul Jumu'ah. How to make the best of Durood Sharif. Alright, how much reward, the virtues, la tuhsa, we can't even count the virtues of Durood Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us the full reward of it, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalalu ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا أرحم الراحمين يا غفور يا ودود يا غفور يا ودود يا غفور يا ودود أو كريم رحيم الله most loving Allah most kind Allah most forgiving Allah Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you love to forgive, O my Allah. Forgive us for all our sins, O my Allah. Remove the darkness and the dirt and the grime from our hearts, O my Allah. Give us pure and clean hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, hazira, immerse in your muhabbat and your love. In the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, give us love for all who sin that you love, O my Allah. All who sin that you hate, O my Allah. Put the hatred in our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make your obedience easy for us, Ya Allah. To disobey you, Ya Allah, make it impossible for us, Ya Allah. Make it difficult for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become a barrier between ourselves and our nafs, O Mahillah. Block us from gunas and sins, O Mahillah. Give us a sin-free life, O Kareem Rahimullah, without any gunas and sins. Make your obedience easy, Ya Allah. 5 times daily salah in the masjid, the takbir ula, in the first saf. Make it easy for our wives and our children, our progenies till Qiyamah, O Mahillah. O Mahillah, make us your true servants, your true slaves, O Mahillah. That we enjoy ourselves, Ya Allah, in your ibadah, O Mahillah, in your obedience, O Mahillah. O my Kareem Rahimullah. Ya Allah, that mindset and that mizaj and temperament, Ya Allah, and that zawq and taste that you gave Sahaba radiallahu anhu for your deen, O my Allah, grant us the same temperament, O my Allah. Ya Allah, where their minds are totally free from all the dirt and the muck of dunya, O my Allah, from mal to amal, from dunya to akhirat, and the makhluk to the khaliq, O my Allah, give us those hearts, give us those minds to think correctly. Ya Allah, that everything happens from you, O my Allah, everything will return to you, O my Allah. One day we'll have to go in the qabr, O my Allah, with our coffins on the bare sand, O my Allah. But the qabr will be small, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, before we reach there, O my Allah. Ya Allah, through your Kareem, your Rahim, Izzat, O my Allah. Through your kindness and your mercy. Ya Allah, give us those a'mal that will save us in the qabr. Ya Allah, give our families and our children, Ya Allah. Give us strong iman, strong taqwa, O my Allah. Save us from haram avenues, from haram food and wealth, O my Allah. Give us only halal, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us true believers and true mu'mineen. O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Help the Ummat Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the Ummat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the Ummat in Gaza, O my Allah. In Palestine, Ya Allah. In Kashmir, in India. In Pakistan, Ya Allah, in China, in Sudan, Ya Allah, wherever they may be in the world, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, O my Allah, the powers that come together to crush the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi, to expel them from the land, O my Allah, the land belongs to you, Ardullahi wasi'a. Ya Allah, the earth is very vast, O my Allah, it belongs to you, Lillahi, ma fi samawati, ma fi al-ard, entire skies belong to you, the earth belongs to you. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, we know it is our amal, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the earth has become garam and hot because of our misdeeds, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the oceans were to come in, Ya Allah, swallow us and drown us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. We are only living in your rahmat and your mercy and nothing else, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, have mercy upon the Ummah of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the Ummah of Rahmatul Al-Alam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The day of Jumu'ah is our day, O my Kareem wa Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, turn the tides to the Ummah, O my Allah. Turn the tides to the Ummah, O my Allah. How many more children, how many more babies, O my Allah. Ya Allah, where the world leaders have no care, no concern for the plight of the Ummah. Ya Allah, it is for this weak part of the Ummah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, cried nights upon nights in the Hujjah Mubarak. Ya Allah, his feet became swollen, O my Kareem wa Rahim Allah. O my Allah, the du'as he made for the Ummah in the place of Arafat, O my Allah, for 6 hours, for 5 hours, O my Allah. And the heat of the sun, Ya Allah, for this Ummah, Ya Allah, in Muzdalifa, in Mina, Ya Allah, in Multazam, in Muqam Ibrahim, in Safa, in Marwa. Ya Allah, accept all the du'as of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that does, Ya Allah, the days of Hajj are soon to begin, O my Allah, the Rabiqs have begun already, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, accept the Hajj of the Ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make it the Hajj of the, Ya Allah, for the Ummah of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, where your help will come, Ya Allah. Ya put here, Ya Allah, mercy will pour upon the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Ummah, feed the Ummah, accommodate the Ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they are tired, the bodies are tired, O my Allah. There's no more tears left to shed. O my Allah, you are all wise. You know what is the reason behind it, Ya Allah. The Ummah is gone very weak, O my Allah. The Ummah is gone very weak, O my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen the Ummah, strengthen our Iman, give us jazbah of Iman, Ya Allah, give us jazbah to lead our lives, Ya Allah, in your Muhabbat and your love. Accept us all for the khidmat of Deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept all of us for the khidmat of Deen, Ya Allah. Open the doors of Hajj and Umrah for the Ummah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim, natub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, salamun ala al-mursaleen. والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.